This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey friends, welcome to America Tonight. Do you have the flu? Do you have a cold? Are you hacking when you go to the grocery store? You know, I just got to get this off my chest right at the top. As somebody who is battling the worst of the worst kind of cold, flu, whatever, I feel like a petri dish, I don't know, for other people's germs. But I noticed when I went to the store, yes, people were sick. They were coughing. But they were not covering their mouths. Oh, now wonder why. I'm not even a germaphobe. Now wonder why it's tough to stay healthy. And it's crazy, too, especially someone like me, because I've gotten myself into good shape and into better health. There's no question. But you cannot escape the spraying viral. So please, cough. Cover your mouth. It wasn't about coughing. It was about coughing up the ball. How about Clemson? They got revenge. So last year, Alabama beats Clemson to win the national championship. This year, Clemson beat Bama. And they were a much better team this year, by the way. I knew they had a great shot at this. Raymond James Stadium, boy, it was jammed. And at the stadium, Tiger fans weren't disappointed. 35-31 win. Come from behind. Deshaun Watson, the quarterback. Oh, he was just covered, smothered, everything all over the place. And boy, oh boy, he wanted to win that trophy, and he won that trophy. He just had one heck of a game. 36 of 56 for 420 yards and three touchdowns. Plus, he also rushed for 43 yards. I mean, this has to be the biggest game of his career. Of course it is. And now Clemson is the national title holder. So Nick Saban, by the way, is 12-2 in title games. That's a pretty good record still. I'm sure he doesn't feel happy about losing it, but it was a very close and good game. Speaking of football games, we are in the playoffs in the NFL, and that means we're still doing Nail the Score. If you know nothing about sports and care nothing about sports, but you like to win, woohoo! That's why you always buy dollar scratch-offs, and you hope that you're going to hit at least a couple of dollars. Anyway, you don't have to pay a dollar or anything. In fact, you just have to call, pick a side, tell us the score, and you, my friends, might be the next winner of Nail the Score. Nobody nailed the score last time around. And just in case anybody's asking, I made sure I kept close account of everybody who emailed, everybody who called, and nobody nailed the score. I thought for sure somebody would, but nobody did. And if we look at what happened last time around, it was the Green Bay Packers who prevailed in an incredible game as well. There was a Hail Mary in that game like nothing I have ever seen off of the hands of Aaron Rodgers. It just was the craziest thing to see him heave that ball with seconds ticking away until they went to the halfway point. But anyway, Packers beat the Giants 38-13. Nobody had 38-13, 38-34, 34-27. You get it. Nobody had that. People had lower guesses. We'll see what happens this time around, because maybe somebody will nail the score. I mean, it's my desire that one of you out there nail the score. And you know what? It can happen. And as I said, you don't have to know anything about football whatsoever. The world is reacting to Jared Kushner. If people didn't know who he is, they do now, because every blog, chat room, any form of social media, the comments are through the roof. And really, they're pro and con. It's really a mixture of both. But if you don't know the story, the president-elect's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has been involved in Trump's campaign. And now he is going to be involved in what happens at the White House. He is a White House advisor for Donald Trump. Is this smart of Donald Trump? Is it weak of Donald Trump? So he said, it's a weak move. I don't know. When you have blood there with you, standing side by side, some would say that's a smart thing because they can be your ears and eyes. So a lot of people saying negative things, a lot of people saying positive things. Creme de la creme gets the first crack at this. Hey, how are you?
Oh, kind of just all high-watered and mean and angry about this Congress we got that's opened up. I don't know about you, but it's very aggravating what they're doing.
On what specific issue?
All of it.
It's everything.
It's like I keep saying every election. It's business as usual, and it just aggravates me to no end because there's no future, and there hasn't been a future in this business as usual. And that's the way they're conducting it again. You know, Dan kind of got frustrated because, like he said, when Trump steps in there, you know, Ryan better, you know, follow right behind him and do as he says, you know. But they're back at it again. You know, business as usual, Kate.
I know. It's frustrating, isn't it?
I'm ready to start my own militia and just go up there and get rid of all of them.
Don't say that. Oh, my gosh. Now probably they're tapping into this. They'll be looking for you.
Well, the first thing I'd like to see Donald bring back is the 1-800 D.C. operator. And when we get a hold of the operator, we get a direct line, not to the secretary, but to the guy that's sitting behind the desk that's supposed to be representing us. You know, when we went, when they started to make government smaller, that's the first thing they got rid of. And I got an old phone book here somewhere that has 1-800-DC operator in it to where you could call toll free. Now, if everybody looks at all the little pamphlets they get from their House of Representatives or their senator, it's a 202, and that means you're paying for the call. And that's their responsibility, is to allow us to have direct contact with them at any time.
Yeah, that's true. And because they are our representatives. You're right. Well, I mean, we can't all be there. That's what the deal is.
Well, that's the first thing they violated.
Yeah.
When they said, well, you wanted government smaller. Yeah. And that's exactly what they did, is, you know, shoved us off to the side. And evaded their exact duty, which is to represent us and being able to reach them. I mean, that would be a big start. The second start, I could fix this whole... I got tired of listening to Hannity today about internet security and everything. And
you got to take some notes. Take some notes, and we'll have little vignettes. of some of your ideas, and we'll compare them to what's out there. Creme de la creme, make sure you come back at the tail end for Nail the Score. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Very pleased to be joined, he's in our virtual green room right now, by Coach Steve McBride. He's the head track and field coach for Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi, and he's the co-executive director of Texas Track and Field Coaches Association as well. But here's what's really cool. He's going to tell us about this incredible event that's coming back to North Texas after being gone for 30 years. And you know what it is? It's a major indoor track and field event. And I cannot believe it's going to be out at one of the most beautiful places I've seen. I know I've talked about this on the show, going out to cover the Cowboys at the Ford Center at the Star. This is where everybody's going to compete. We're talking about 3,000 athletes representing 30 colleges and universities. Wow, wow, wow. Hey, Coach McBride, this is a huge event, isn't it? Put it in perspective for us.
Well, like you said, it's the first time in 30 years that there's been a major indoor meet in North Texas. It's going back to the old Reunion Arena days when they had the Dallas Times Herald and Dallas Morning News indoor games. We're very fortunate that this is going to be able to occur. We've worked really hard in a quick time to make this happen, and the Cowboys have been most gracious and very helpful in helping us be able to do this.
And so explain what's going to happen here, because when people are listening, they say, oh, track and field classic, you know, what does that mean? And I mentioned that you were going to have athletes, high school athletes and college athletes. So these are the best of the best, right?
Yes, it is. We have approximately 34 colleges coming in for two separate meets on two separate days. And then we're looking at around 1,800 to 2,000 high school athletes to compete on 2 days also.
So when these athletes compete, they compete in what you normally would see in track and field, whether it's, 200 meters, et cetera, right?
Right. Now, here's the difference. I don't know, some people are not very, up to date with indoor track. There's not 100 meters, it's 60 meters. It's a 200-meter bank track that they'll compete on, and then the 60 meters will be running the infield portion of it in a straightaway. Think of NASCAR, except people are running. And because there'll be a bank track where they'll go into it, and it'll help them to be able to increase their speed coming off the curve and so forth.
Yeah, and coming off that curve, there's another caveat to all of this, because the actual track is this sanctioned high-tech track that's been built for speed. Explain the track to us.
It is a replica of last year's 2016 Indoor World Championships that was in Portland, Oregon. The company is in Estonia that manufactured this. It's already been shipped over. It's about to be put on trucks and shipped up from Houston. It's in the port now. And it's going to be extremely fast. It's made to be extremely fast.
Yeah, and you know, I mentioned this. I talked about, obviously, when I mentioned that you were the coach for Texas A&M University, and you've seen some incredible athletes in your time. What is it that somebody will have to do in this competition to excel and win?
Well, we expect there to be some performances that are going to approach national records, even in the high school rank. We have, as of yesterday, we have the top high school shot putter in the nation as registered and is coming to our meet. We have a couple other prep athletes that are the two top jumpers of long jump and triple jump in America at high school age. And then we're also putting together, we have an elite pole vault group, an international group, and it's actually going to be professional athletes that are going to jump for pay. And there's prize money involved in that.
Wow. Pole vaulting is so fun to watch pole vaulting. I have to tell you, Coach, I tried it once. Oh, it was scary to me. I did not make it over the bar.
Well, it is kind of scary. There's some unique athletes, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. A new appreciation is what I found for pole vaulters once I tried it that one time, and that was enough for me. So as a coach, how do you know when somebody has it? How do you know when you look at a young athlete that they have the potential maybe to be an Olympian?
Well, you know, first, they pass the eye test, you know, the physical makeup of it, you know, the height, the muscular build, you know, depending on what event you're looking at. And then their personality also. Then you look at, you know, what kind of performances they can do. You do some testing. And, you know, you kind of judge from their testing and that, you know, potential and so forth. And then those are the things I look at. And then, again, like I said, also the personality and talking to them.
For you, who was... Maybe there might be a couple of them. Who are the greatest athletes that you coached that you just knew they had something and they were either going to just bust it out at the collegiate level or, who knows, maybe go further or become coaches themselves?
I've had some that have, you know, elite level that have actually gone on and played in the NFL that I coached at the high school ranks and the college ranks. I was fortunate enough to have another world-class athlete that, you know, finished in the second in the nation back in 1996 in the 100 meters and actually second in 200 meters and third in the 100 meters. And then, you know, had other athletes that, like I said, have gone on to play in NFL that ran track for me also.
Wow. Well, you can't keep that secret. Who are some of the NFL guys?
Well, one of them is Ryan Motes.
Wow.
He went to coach him in high school. Yeah. He was running back at the Louisiana Tech, like a third-round draft pick with the Philadelphia Eagles. And then Kevin Mathis, I coached at East Texas State, which is now Texas A&M Commerce. Now, he was a free agent, but he ran an incredible 4.19 40 for the Cowboys at a testing.
Wow.
Yeah, he was incredibly fast. And then a guy by the name of James Epps, and he was from a family that had, you know, tremendous athletic ability. I think it was his uncle played in the NFL. Phillip Epps was a receiver for the, I believe, the Packers and stuff. This guy long jumped for us for five meets after football. He qualified. He automatic for the Olympic trials in 96.
Wow. And there's such a need. Yeah, there's such a need for speed in the NFL.
Right.
I'm really almost in any position. I always say this, Coach, to anybody. When I covered the Cowboys, especially when I would go down at the end of the game and be on the field, that's where somebody who didn't play football, you get a sense of what it really takes because of the speed. You can't really, I don't think you can really see that on TV or high up in a press box. But when you're there on the field, it's a whole different thing. When you're able to get that extra gas, and we see that, you know, I think, and you can tell me because you're the coach, but when you look at Ezekiel Elliott, to me, he has that speed, doesn't he?
Absolutely he does. You know, in high school up in Missouri, he was a four-event state champion. He was a state champion in the hurdles, both hurdle events, 100, 10 hurdles and the 300 hurdles, and the 100 meters and 200 meters. So when you see him, you know, running with the ball and he goes up and hurdles a guy, you really look at it, his technique's pretty good.
You
know,
yeah.
He's supposed to be doing that with a football, you know, and then trying to avoid somebody. But, yeah, he's tremendously gifted. You can see his track background in him when he runs with the football.
Yeah. We want to tell people, too, if they want to get tickets to the indoor track and field event that's going to be at the Star, at the Ford Center, at the Star in Frisco, can you imagine? Everybody keeps asking me, what does it look like? Show me some pictures of it.
Right.
All that kind of stuff. They can get it at Ticketmaster is an easy way to go and find it, right?
That's correct. Ticketmaster, and it will be under Dunamis. You just plug in Dunamis. It's D-U-N. AMIS, and they'll pull it up. The tickets went on sale January 6th. They are currently on sale now. There's three different days that you can do a 2-day pass or a 1-day pass. The 3-day event, but you can do it as a 2-day pass if you like. And you can go ahead and do all 3 days if you like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think it's just going to be absolutely tremendous. I love the idea, too, of the pole vaulting. I think, and as you said, these are going to be pros, so to watch that will be absolutely something. Hey, so if I were to run a 40 against you, how badly would you beat me?
Me? I'm an old guy now. My fast food muscle fibers are gone now. I can coach them all, but if I did something that might be 10 meters, I'd probably be in traction after that.
Very funny. All right, Coach, we'll see you out there. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
I gotta remind you, I know, because we've moved this thing on you, boy, all over the place. It's like moving the specials at your favorite restaurant. I'd like to think we're like your favorite restaurant. So we moved the specials all over the map, and you say, wait a minute, lady. When can I get that Cape Cod? When is that coming in? When can I get the salmon? Maybe you hate seafood, it's the juicy steak. But regardless, the juicy steak I'm talking about is nailed the score, and we are moving it. It is tonight. It is happening this morning. In our next segment, we will try to nail the score, or have one of you nail the score, really, is what we hope happens. And randomly, the computer will choose the game of the week. Can't beat that with a stick, huh? But before we get there, let's talk about a few other things in the meantime, including what the top headers are. So the top headlines, if I were just to tell you and look across the nation, I can easily do that. I don't have to have a crystal ball. It's the Fort Lauderdale airport shooter. What was going on in his whacked out brain when he ended five people's lives and destroyed so many families, all the people connected to any of those people? What do we know about the suspect? And then there's Donald Trump naming his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, as the White House advisor, which has shocked many. Crying nepotism, nepotism. There's a 67 law in the books, but it shouldn't apply here. Hillary Clinton led the battle for health care, if you remember, when she was the first lady, and so there's talking about comparisons to that, but the lawyer for Jared Kushner thinks it's not a problem anyway. Then there's Rex Tillerson, the ExxonMobil and king, and whether or not Iran did business under the Secretary of State nominee. Also, a lot of buzz over that, but there's been buzz since he was first even named, even mentioned. So it already was big. Already was. Also, there is the story. I mean, there's a couple of interesting stories, I think, that really have, I won't say gone viral, it's not the same thing, but just are everywhere, right? Just everywhere. That's what it is. There is the story of the jury deciding whether Dylann Roof will get the death penalty. Roof had no rebuttal during sentencing. He's representing himself. He had one of the top lawyers in the nation before that there representing, ready to represent him. But the 22-year-old man convicted of killing 9 African-American churchgoers at an evening Bible study didn't have any witnesses or evidence or any of that kind of stuff. He just said the defense rests after the prosecutors finished telling jurors why he should be put to death. So there were 25 witnesses in the sentencing phase, most family from the people who he slaughtered in that rampage. Closing arguments will roll through. Then the jury will get the case. And then a panel of 10 women and men, 2 men, will decide if he should be sentenced to life in prison or death by execution. If it's a hung jury, where 1 or 2 jurors vote for a life sentence, he would automatically be sentenced to life behind bars. That's federal capital trial rules. Did you know that? But I think, I don't know, maybe they won't give him death. Maybe. I would think they would lead in that direction. Probably. I think they lean in that direction. But the Roof thing needs to be put to rest. And making it into a spectacle is insulting and horrible and awful for the people who have lived through this for well over a year. So there you go. Also, by the way, if you're a car nut, I guess I have to bring this up. If you're a car nut in Detroit, you know, they have their annual show. I'm not a car nut necessarily, but I think if I went to that auto show, I would become one. Because I would see all these really cool cars, and then I would decide, oh, I really like that car. I like that car. I think I just, when they unveil them and how it happens, and they had the a lot of new cars. That's always what they do. It's the North American International Auto Show. I mean, it's just huge. So they say the Honda Odyssey is sleeker, and there's a revamped Camry that's unrivaled. Unrivaled? How hard would it be to rival the Camry that we currently see bumping around on the road? I always thought the thing about the Camry was, if you wanted a car that you could just have forever, and if you got lucky and you got one of the best, better ones, you really could have it for a very, very long time. I had a friend who just lived all over the place, could care less about cars, and she had that car for, I'm not kidding you, she had that car for, I want to say she had it for 15 years. I've known her 15 years. She had it for 15 years, and then she finally got a new car. Finally. But it still wasn't new. But it was definitely not a Camry. I thought, oh, she's going to have this. She's going to hold the world record. We're going to be taking pictures and sending them to the Guinness Book of World Records. But sure enough, she ended up being coaxed into getting a new car. Are you shocked? Shocked when I tell you this big giant number is the amount of people who want Obamacare repealed. If I said to you 30, 50, or 70, what do you think the number would be? I just want you to hold that thought for a second. If I were to tell you 70% of voters want Obamacare repealed, it wouldn't be shocking, right? They want what we all want. To go back in a time machine and remember when we weren't talking about this all the time because it seemed like the benefits were all pretty decent for most of us across the board. There were people who could afford a health insurance that got knocked out into a situation where they can't afford health insurance now. There was a survey conducted for the American Action Network that found that most voters don't agree with the Democrats' slogan, Make America Sick Again. They don't think it'll happen if they repeal the Affordable Care Act. I mean, let's face it, there's portions of it you have to repeal. But it's just unsustainable. It's a nightmare. It's just a nightmare. They have to figure it out. You know, and here's the thing. Somebody said to me today, you know what? If people don't want to pay for insurance, who cares? If they want to take the risk, why can't they take the risk? Why did we have to do that? Well, that's because they started the exchanges and you had to have healthy people there. Otherwise, it would cripple the exchanges. That was the sleight of hand. That was the three-card Monty some people didn't realize. Somebody also said to me a couple of weeks ago, I'm still waiting for the money I was supposed to save with my new health care coverage. If anything, it's cost me more money. Yeah, tax increases. This has been since 20, time flies, this has been since 2010. Premiums, killing people, went through the roof, benefits declined. So it wasn't a good deal. You know, you have to go through like 15 people deep to find a good deal. I mean, that would be a fun survey to do. Next time you go to breakfast or you're at the Rotary Club, you're at Kiwanis, start asking people if they like their health care. And then ask them, did your premiums go up? Of course, they're going to say yes. And then ask them how much. And see what they say. Or if their job changed because of health care. Or did they lose jobs because of health care? I know some people that fell into that category. And they couldn't believe it. They just were shocked. How could that happen? I thought it was supposed to be affordable. I just would say, really, just fix it. Just dig it out and fix it then. Spend the time, whatever the time is. I mean, for goodness sake, we have all these committees. Where's the committee to fix that? Coming up next, the fix is not in. I cannot help you nail the score. You have to do it, my friends. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
It is time for Nail the Score. Oh, boy, that goes back a long time. I remember when we first came up with the idea of Nail the Score. I came up with the idea and I had somebody create that little ditty you just heard. So start to stack them up. If you are listening, I'm sorry that we inconveniently move it around, but I appreciate you hanging with it. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. In case you didn't know, Clemson knocked off Alabama 35-31 in the national title game. Pretty exciting for Clemson fans. And it was actually a great finish, a really, really good national title game. Woohoo! I love that, right? All right, so now we move on to our next playoff weekend. And after the, I'll just recap it real quickly for you, because nobody nailed the score. Nobody was even close. The, by the way, the Texans beat the Raiders 27-14. The Seahawks beat the Lions 26-6. Steelers smashed the Dolphins 30-12. They were all boring games. And the Packers beat the Giants 38-13. So we do have a couple of different scenarios of games. And I believe Jason told me he does have the computer, so I am so happy he was able to dig it up. Jason, let it fly. Maybe he does.
Sorry about that.
I love it. He does not have the computer. What a setup I gave him. and then the computer crashed on us. Oh, that's hilarious. All right, so we're just going to do eeny, meeny, miny, mo. If I close my eyes, let's see. I don't think we don't have the computer fixed, right?
Ah.
Nice. Good save, Jason. All right, how about this? It's the Cowboys and the Packers. Boy, the Cowboys and the Packers. Jerry Jones is just salivating at the chance of hoisting another Lombardi trophy, but boy, the Packers are tough. I think this is a really, really rough matchup for them. I would have said getting the Giants would have been better for them. All right, so on that note, let's go to you and you and find out what you think the final score is going to be. I'm making sure I have the correct official paper here. Let's move to Everett in the great state of Washington. Everett, what do you think?
Cowboys 31, Packers 20.
Wow, so you think the Cowboys are really going to do it?
This round. I don't know about the next one.
Yeah, because what happens in the next one, I don't know. Packers are going to be tough, Everett. They're going to be tough. I don't know if I would think that. I don't think that's a walk in the park either. All right, Creme de la Creme is back. Hello.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
I know who's going to be in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah? Who is it?
Who is it? You have to go way back and research some of the 60s Super Bowl games. I'll get back with you on it. But
all right.
What was the score with Clemson?
Clemson won 35-31.
Okay, so we'll say, using their score, we'll say that Dallas is going to beat the Packers 35. And what, Roll Tide, 31? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is what Kate's always been saying. Just guess. I'm using somebody else's score.
35-31.
Dallas.
Dallas. All right, two for Dallas. Creme de la creme and Everett lining up against the Packers. Thank you. Let's go to Sharon. She's the steady Eddie on this show. Sharon, what do you think?
Hey there. How are you, Kate?
I'm good. How are you?
Staying warm.
Good. Do you like the Cowboys or the Packers?
I'm going to go with the Cowboys because it's a home game for them. And I'm going to say 27-21.
27-21 Cowboys. All right, Sharon. Thank you. We'll see if you're right. Good luck. How about let's meander over to Pete in Texas. Hello, Pete.
28-19 Cowboys.
Ooh, this has been coming for a long time, hasn't it?
About time.
Yeah, it's about time. That's the way to say it. Everybody I know is having huge parties. They just are beside themselves about it.
I'm back in the bunker.
You're smart because you can actually pay attention to the game. I like that. 28-19. Good luck, Pete. Anybody else who wants to catch a ride on this, 855-266-5283. It's called Nail the Score. The game is the Cowboys hosting the Packers. Who's going to win and what's the final score going to be? Jason, the great save with the computer. What do you think? Who wins and what's the score?
I have to go with the Packers. I got a good feeling about the Packers. They got a streak going here. I'm going to say 28-17.
28-17 Packers. All right. Jason has spoken. I'm going to say, despite my better judgment, I'm going to say Cowboys win it, and I think the final score is 30-28. I think it comes down to the wire. I do. But what do I know? I mean, we're guessing, for goodness sake. That's the whole idea. Guessing. The conventional wisdom would say, look, boy, you look at the Packers. Look what they just did to the Giants, but it's more than that. It's Aaron Rodgers is on fire. That Hail Mary bomb he threw, hoisted it up, threw it up there right before halftime. It lands, hits his man, gets the touchdown as time is ticking away on the clock. It was perfect. It was great momentum. Great momentum. So I think they do take into this game momentum. And I'll tell you one thing. The Cowboys have to get out early. Get out early, and they have to score, and they can't turn over the ball. Because those turnovers would be, I think, deadly to them. Now, Aaron Rodgers, his turnover ratio in the beginning of the season, much different than the second part of the season. But the Cowboys do have the magic elixir of the rookie quarterback and the rookie running back that are just having an unbelievable season. They're so in sync, but the whole team is really in sync. And there's just something to that feeling. There's something to the chemistry where it's more, it's us, not me, me, me. And it feels like that. It feels like it's more about the team. And maybe with the Packers, it's that way too. Maybe it is. A Packers wide receiver, Jordy Nelson, spent Sunday night in the hospital with what they were calling a rib injury. Packers coach Mike McCarthy said Nelson was back at the team's facility on Monday, but won't try to practice until Saturday. If he doesn't practice Saturday, then he's not going to play, is what McCarthy is saying, because they got to keep him wrapped up. He looked in pain when he was carted off that field. He took a brutal shot to his side when he was smashed by the Giants safety Leon Hall after he dropped a pass along the sideline. He was just doubled over in front of the bench and had to be helped up to take a seat, and you just knew, yeah, this isn't good. I mean, it'd be a huge loss if he's not there against the Dallas Cowboys. Anybody who sent me emails with scoring guesses, don't worry. I promise you we will get them locked and loaded. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.